Already a failure. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The financial media has concluded that the Obama administration is already a dismal economic failure. With stocks down 20% since the inauguration, this is being officially dubbed the Obama bear market. Obama's radical energy taxes are killing stock prices, even though they haven't passed yet. His tax increases on the wealthy are killing stock prices, even though they wouldn't take effect for 2 years. His failure to release details of the bank rescue plan is killing stock prices. His pessimism is killing stock prices. His use of teleprompters is killing stock prices. The only positive thing he's done so far is double Rush Limbaugh's ratings. The Dow is the lowest it's been since 97. The S&P is the lowest since 96. Unemployment hit 8.1%, the highest since 83. Things have never been so horrible, except that they have. When Ronald Reagan was president, when it was morning in America, unemployment hit 10.8%. In the midterm elections, the Democratic opposition gained 26 seats. The next year, Reagan's popularity was down to 35%, and it looked like he'd be a one-term president. But then, the results of his huge deficit spending program kicked in. Unemployment dropped, and in 1984, he won re-election in a landslide. Unemployment was still 7.2%, but Reagan carried 49 states. Reagan even had a stock market crash in 1987. Stocks fell 22.6% in 1 day, which remains the largest one-day percentage decline in stock market history. It recovered in 2 years. But more important, the nation survived in all its capitalist glory. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.